order, the three-judge panel affirmed the FERC decision and denied Petersburg's petition to overturn it. FERC granted Angoon the preliminary Ruth Lake permit based on the results of a random drawing rather than on the merits of the plans and documentation filed by the three municipal applicants. Angoon was competing with Petersburg and Wrangell for the permit, which allows the holder to study the feasibility and impacts of a project and gives them exclusive rights to file a license application for 3 years. Federal law requires the commission award the preliminary permit based on which plan it deems is best for the public interest. However, the court agreed with FERC's contention that it had the discretion to use a drawing or lottery in this case. The judges cited FERC's explanation that none of the applicants had provided a plan based on what it called detailed studies, so the agency argued there was no way to conclude that any plan was superior to the others. This is the first time FERC has ever used a random drawing to decide between preliminary permit applications. But Petersburg's attorney, Mike Swiger, sees FERC's decision as a kind of catch-22.
They won't look at the applications to see which is better unless someone has done detailed studies, but you don't typically do detailed studies unless you have the preliminary permit. And the court did recognize that, and they recognized in oral argument it was clear that they understood that FERC had glossed over that point. But nonetheless, their opinion essentially blesses FERC in taking a very superficial look and not looking under the surface and not really making a close examination of the competing applications at the preliminary permit stage.
A spokesperson for the Federal Commission declined an interview request for this story, saying FERC does not comment on court rulings. In his response to a request for comment for this story, Angoon Mayor Albert Howard provided a written statement. As far as the court ruling, he said it was never in doubt, but he used it as an opportunity to urge cooperative efforts on energy development. Howard wrote in part, quote, "Hopefully this recent ruling will assist Petersburg decision-makers to begin working together in earnest and collaborating together with Angoon and other communities for regional solutions that help all of us in Southeast Alaska," unquote. Howard wrote that he looks forward to, quote, "earnest and diligent discussions with Petersburg elected officials," unquote. He invited Petersburg and the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative to be part of what he called the regional solution. IPEC is a nonprofit member-owned utility that provides the diesel power for Angoon, Cake, and three other villages. Angoon's permit application says the power from Ruth Lake and a second proposed project in nearby Scenery Cove would be sold to utilities in Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan, and eventually to Cake through a proposed connection to that community. The revenue would help subsidize the high cost of power in Angoon. Petersburg is the closest town to Ruth Lake, which is 15 miles away on the mainland mountains of Thomas Bay. For Petersburg City Councilor John Haverlick, FERC's decision to use a random drawing means several communities wasted a lot of money on their applications.
I know we put about $200,000 into trying to get the application in process and complete in an appropriate manner. And then when they just throw names in a hat, basically telling you you've thrown away $200,000. It's all just a gamble, and they should be upfront with communities and saying, just throw your names in a hat, and then if we pick you, put the money in to go through the process then.
Petersburg's opposition to a private company's hydro development plan for Thomas Bay has kept the community from working with Angoon. The company Cascade Creek LLC is pursuing development now of one hydro plant at Thomas Bay's Swan Lake, but it's helped Angoon file for the Scenery Lake and Ruth Lake permits. Petersburg residents and officials have raised environmental concerns about the company's proposed plans, as well as the private development of Southeast hydro resources. Petersburg's currently powered by public hydro facilities shared with Wrangell and Ketchikan. Petersburg Councilor John Haverlick has stayed in contact with Angoon's Mayor Albert Howard on the issue, but Haverlick remains concerned over the connection to the private company.
They've said they want to do the Ruth Lake project themselves, but their ties with Cascade Creek are still there from the Cascade Creek standpoint, and Cascade Creek does want to connect into the power grid and would need to work with Petersburg to do that. And I'd rather not do that because, again, I think the power grid should be for Alaskans first. And Cascade Creek is mainly interested in selling to the power outside of Alaska. And I don't think we should, you know, be involved in that till we serve all our Alaskan communities.
Petersburg could potentially ask the court to reconsider the ruling or even appeal to the Supreme Court, though that will be up to the City Council, which is planning to discuss the Ruth Lake ruling and Angoon's requests for collaboration in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.